Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. And better now that I know, because I've always gone, you know, radio, this is my dream job. But I think there's a new one now.
What?
Judge at the National Donut Competition.
Right.
Boy. And I heard the perks are really good, like $1 million a year. I'm just making this up, by the way. And then some sort of, like, you get a company car.
Just give me some donuts to eat and pay me for it.
That,
done.
All of that. Can you imagine? You just once a year you show up and taste donuts and get paid? Oh, wow.
Winning.
I know, right? And, well, congratulations to Doughheads. I mean, they are superb.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't been for ages. And all I want right now is a Doughheads donut.
If you're hearing that.
Yeah.
Deliveries. Just saying.
Will be accepted.
Yeah, exactly.
But only by me, so don't give them to anyone else.
And Jess will continue to run that story about how big winners you guys are.
Every half an hour.
Just a heads up. But yeah, congratulations to a local business for absolutely smashing it. That is so cool. They really deserve
national
it.
Stage. That's
I
awesome.
Know. Really, really good. Of course, a great show ahead. $500 with Trivia Check, and we'll be catching up with Jess for a bit of a news update deep dive. Up next, New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, so Jess, the police are saying not to approach a certain man who's been hanging around our area, yeah?
Yeah, so 37-year-old Kurt Field is wanted for some outstanding arrest warrants for alleged assault offences. Port Stephens police are trying to track this guy down. He's described as Caucasian, about 180 centimetres tall, solid build, black hair, brown eyes. They also believe he's probably driving a silver Jeep Grand Cherokee with New South Wales Rego plates DF81F1. He is known to frequent our area, Rutherford, Newcastle, Castle, Bellbird, but also Culnara, Dubbo, Cobar and Chain Valley Bay. So they're saying if you do see him around, don't approach him, call police straight away so they can hopefully catch this guy.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, be careful if you do see him. As Jess has said, just call police. That's the best way. Don't approach, etc. And also, we've alluded to this earlier, but wow, what a celebration for Doughheads. And you can be sure that a glass or two of wine at the Doughheads, I guess, central base, right, overnight?
Exactly. So they were part of the National Donut Competition and won quite a few awards in a lot of the categories.
Wow.
They won first prize for their jam donut, first prize for their gourmet donut, and second prize for their original glazed donut. But they also took out the biggest prize of the competition, which was champion donut in show. So,
you know they'll be sticky taping those certificates of merit to the front window, won't they?
I would be.
Something to be so proud of. A local business, once again, absolutely killing it.
Yeah, it's awesome
and
to see.
We need to sample them just to know how good they are and make sure that we approve as well, right?
Exactly.
Very good. Congratulations, Doughheads, and everyone involved. Of course, a full news update at 5:30 with Jess, and you're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. And on Friday's show with Scott filling in, he decided to help Newcastle out with their love life.
Crevo, I want to help out all the single people right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Well, you do love, because your normal job, Scott, is the love songs at night.
Yes, and get your dedications in, ufm.com.au, shameless plug.
Yeah, why not? That's right. So, but you yourself, you're in a relationship.
Yes.
We've learnt this about you through the show and the journey. But you love, so you're wanting to help other people find some love, right?
Yes, and the way to meet people these days, Crevo, 110%, is online dating. It's the apps. It's Tinder, it's Hinge, it's Bumble.
That's the way most people meet other people these days.
100%, and I've used the apps, I've loved the apps, but the hardest part about using these apps is standing out, because if you're just sending a hey, Yeah, look, stop cutting the mustard. No chance, Lance, on that one. No, right. Nobody's going to reply to you.
Because I've been, with my wife now since before the apps.
Which yeah,
seems
right.
like incredible, right? Mm. Seems like a lifetime ago.
But pre-Tinder.
Pre-Tinder. Or maybe it was just started, but it wasn't popular at that time.
Yeah.
So I don't really have this experience. This is very helpful.
Yes, yeah, so if you are on the single scene right across Newcastle and the Hunter, what I've come up with is a list of local-based pickup lines.
Oh, this is a bit of fun. So your normal pickup lines, a bit corny and daggy, but you've switched it up, and this is pure Newcastle right here.
Yes,
right.
Nobody's responding to, are you a beaver? Because damn, nobody's responding to that anymore. No, you've got to change your location settings on these apps to just Newcastle and the Hunter,
uh-huh.
and then drop them one of these lines. You guaranteed a second date. You like this one, Crevo?
All right, here we go. Try these on for size.
Be the rose to my Thornton.
Oh, that's pretty good. I'll give you that one. I like that.
All right. Take it another suburb.
Mm-hmm.
Be min mine.
Oh. That's pretty good as well. I'm giving you all these. These are decent.
Crevo.
Yeah.
My heart is Morissette on you.
Oh, that's pretty good as well. Especially if you've got it. If you say in their bio that they like Alanis Morissette.
Oh, even better.
It's
even
two in one.
Yeah, geez. Tick, tick, tick exactly. In my eyes. How about this one, Crevo?
Mm.
I love you. From the top of my head to the tip of my Torontos.
That's one of my favourites, I reckon.
All right. I reckon our first date should be at the Kent so that I can meet my beau on Beaumont Street.
Oh, that's pretty good as well. I'm taking Torontos, though, as my favourite.
Taking Torontos. One more for you, Crevo.
Okay, wrapping this up.
You can only use this one if you get comfortable with the person. Not a good opener. Definitely okay. Not a good opener. But one, if you get comfortable, you can be a bit cheeky. You have a cute butterbur.
We'll leave it right there. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Happy Monday. Good morning. Oh, hang on. How about that? Happy Monday, everyone. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Ha! Fantastic.
Yeah, cracker of a weekend?
Yeah, I did, and Monday's my favourite day.
Oh, geez, you're in the minority there.
I know that, but I just think, you know what, the whole week's ahead.
Oh, geez, it's the optimism for me at this hour of the morning, mate.
How was your weekend? Good one?
Yeah, good, fantastic. Lots accomplished, lots of buzzing around and back here bright and early.
Because you made the trip down to the Sydney as well, didn't you, as part of it?
Yes, was seeing friends, family, the girlfriend this weekend and doing some stuff with the parents. So I spent a good portion of the time with the family, and then I've actually driven back from Sydney this morning.
Are you serious?
Yep, the alarm went off at 20 past 3.
That's not right. There's something wrong there.
Yeah, I know. The plan was to go yesterday and I got home and it was a no chance, Lance, that I was going to be driving. I was like, nah, we're sleeping
too
in.
Tired,
yeah, I was way too tired.
Fair enough. Oh, well, good to have you back. And thanks again for filling in for Stephen while he's on his Bali soiree.
Anytime. Look, he's back tomorrow. Can you believe it? Time flies when you're having fun.
It sure does. You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, with Scott filling in here at New FM. Scott filling in on Friday, we got to talking pets. Here's what happened. And what noise brings your pet absolutely sprinting across the house is the area we move into here.
Yes, the cat that I, that's in the share house with the mates that I live with, she comes running from any angle of the house, upstairs, downstairs, from any room. As soon as she hears her biscuits automatically drop into the metal tin that she eats out of. And no matter what time of the day or night, ding, 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 she's bolting through the house like a speeding missile.
Ready to go, all because, they've heard that sound. It's a certain sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's like pets are so attuned. Their hearing is different to ours.
Yes.
Let's find out what Newcastle pets are doing and running for. Corey in Cessnock, how are you?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Very good, thanks. What noise brings your pet running?
So it wasn't my pet, but when I worked on a farm in Tamworth...
Yeah.
Every time I started either the quad or the ATV, the little Jack Russell, no matter where it was, it come bolting out and jumped straight up onto the seat.
Oh, that's adorable.
And was the dog trained to then ride on the quad, was
yes.
it? Amazing.
Yep.
I love that.
If you left without the dog, it would chase you down and jump up onto the seat.
Oh,
of the buggy
so cute. Amazing.
I just sit there all day.
Oh, I love that story. Robbie is up next. How's Charlestown this morning? All right?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, that's the way. Now tell us, what noise brings a pet running?
Well, it was a noise and actually a smell, because you know dogs are pretty acute smell.
Yeah. This feels like a different phoner.
Sorry?
I said this feels like a different phone topic, but push on.
Yeah, well, it was noisy. If you started to say beach, but he'd go mental because he thought he was going to the beach, and if he had the hint or whiff of blockout.
The sunscreen. Yeah.
Come running because he absolutely loved the beach. Reasonable. All right. Luke, to wrap us up, how's Nelson Bay today?
Oh, mate, it is very nice up here. Nice day for it.
Perfect. Glorious. Perfect.
Yeah. All right, mate, tell us, what sound makes your pet come running?
All right, so I've got a little 12-year-old Jack Russell who, since literally we got her, has absolutely loved the vacuum cleaner. I know. Pretty much loved it. So you turn it on, we'll come running from any angle of the house, and she thinks it's a little game. So the more you tweet, the more she runs at it, the more she plays with it, and absolutely barks at it and loves playing around with it.
Oh, mate, I got to ask, what type of vacuum do you use? Are you a Dyson bloke, or...?
We go to Dyson, yeah, the cordless one.
Oh, so you've got the expensive vacuum and the Jack Russell's nipping at it.
Listen to Luke living his best life out at Nelson Bay with a Jack Russell and a Dyson. What more do you want in life?
Must be nice.
That's it.
Fantastic. There you go. Newcastle Pets loving some weird stuff. Now, Scott, normally when you go, oh, it's another Florida story, you think, oh, an alligator's broken into a beer factory on a fan boat or something yet again.
Yeah.
But this one's a little bit different. So for this one, Florida has finally gotten its own Fast and the Furious moment. This lady driving a Nissan Altima, which is just like a little hatchbacky thing. It's like a Corolla, but the Nissan version, right?
It's something I drive.
Okay.
Pretty much.
There you go. A little neat sort of the car, right? It's driving along the highway, and this lady was obviously proper distracted. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing she was on her phone.
That's
purely an allegation.
It's an accusation and a half there, Credo.
It is, because she got so distracted that she didn't see a tow truck with the ramp down ready for the car to drive up onto the ramp. And she hit that ramp at full highway speed.
That's incredible.
I'm talking full highway speed. And a cop was just standing nearby waiting for, like, the car that had obviously needed towing, like, just watching the situation. And these days, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, you can't do anything. You're going to get caught.
It's 100% on camera. And he had one of those body cams. So you get, like, you get the perfect view of this situation because the body cam looks where the eye looks.
Mm-hmm.
So he's watching this, and it's almost as if, you know, a camera has followed the car in slow motion. It speeds up the ramp of the tow truck, does a full Fast and the Furious jump over the cab of the tow truck.
Jeez.
And about 10 metres down the road. It's one of the most extraordinary pieces of footage I've ever seen. If you said it wasn't Hollywood, I wouldn't believe you.
See, this person's living out your childhood dreams, because you can't say that you've been driving along the M1 or the F3, whatever you want to call it, and you've seen these trucks and you go, you know what, I reckon I could take that ramp. I reckon I could.
See, I don't think like that.
I do, mate. Me and my Volkswagen Polo going 110 up the motorway goes, you know what, I could get some air.
You're a dangerous man. We'll call you Scott Diesel. You're waking up with the Novos on New FM.
1, 2, 3.
On New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
All right, so this is so easy. If you want to win today, we've got great prizes on offer. Firstly, a double pass to Starstruck Ignite 2023 at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre, June 16 and 17.
Beautiful.
Plus, you're in the draw for the $100 fuel cards that were given out this morning.
$100.
That's a decent prize and a great way to start your week.
Huge way to start your week. Amazing.
Yeah, so three of a kind. If you haven't heard this game, very simple. We give you three things, and you got to figure out what is the theme between those three things. Then, of course, your name's your buzzer. And first to two, best of three. Let's get an example of how this works. If you haven't heard this game, here we go.
All right, so I'll ask you to test your buzzer, Crevo.
Yeah, Crevo.
Beautiful. I'd say Abbott, Tip Top, Helga's.
Crevo.
Yes.
Bread brands.
Beautiful. That's the, oh, you won.
There we go. Simple as that. So if you think you can do that sort of thing and want some free petrol this morning, 4967-4105. If you want to play three of a kind, 4967-4105. We'll get your calls on the air next and hopefully give you some free petrol. And up next, some of the wacky... Everyone's seen some of those wacky characters on Beaumont Street in Hamilton. Mm. But something was spotted just the other day that takes that to another level. I'll fill you in on what all of that is up next. Now, though...
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, it is your chance to win, Crevo. I've got double pass up for grabs to go see Starstruck Ignite 2023 coming to the Newcastle Entertainment Centre June 16 and 17. Plus, all callers on air today in the draw to win a $100 fuel voucher. How good does that sound?
Oh, perfect way to start your Monday. Now, the game, very simple. We give you three things. You just got to figure out what the theme is. Your name is your buzzer. First of two, best of three. Let's meet our contestants.
Hi, well, Warren calling from Kerangang. How you going, Warren?
Well, mate, yeah, good.
You're beautiful, mate. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, a great weekend.
Fantastic.
Could hardly understand a word you're saying there, but that's all right. We've also got Bobby in Cardiff. How are you?
Good, boys. How are you going this morning?
Oh, never better. Mate, it's a Monday.
Fantastic.
Ready to crack in.
Started.
Bobby loves it. All right. Let's test everyone's buzzers. Warren first.
Warren.
Beautiful.
He's on the money.
Bobby?
Bobby.
Beautiful, oh, beautiful as well. All right, here we go. Of course, your name is your buzzer. First of two, best of three. Take it away, Scott. Here we go. First one.
All right, gents, get ready. Harry, Niall, Zane.
Bobby.
Bobby.
What is it?
One Direction.
That is correct. Yay. One on the board. I thought that might be a tough one, but not for Bobby.
Well done to Bobby. All right, we're ready to go. Warren, you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
Good, good.
Still sparkling mineral.
Bobby.
Warren.
Bobby was in.
So quick. What is it?
Brands of water.
Types of water.
That's it. We'll take it.
Which means you're a winner. Jeez, that was so fast. Hey, Warren, can we get you back tomorrow as our runner-up?
Oh, yeah, mate, that'd be great.
Yeah, fantastic.
Good stuff, Warren, good stuff.
Everyone's a winner, that's the main thing. You're waking up with the Novos. It's the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, with Scott filling in on New FM. Now, Scott, you're fairly new to town, yeah?
Yep.
But you're aware of Beaumont Street and its surrounds in Hamilton. It's the main strip there with all the restaurants and all that sort of stuff.
Mate, it's regularly frequented on the way home from the exchange on a Saturday night.
There you go. You're a fan. And, you know, it's got all the kebab shops and stuff. And there's just something about it that makes it a magnet for the unusual characters of Newcastle.
Yes, the characters all come out to play in Beaumont Street, I've noticed.
They certainly do. So most recently, this photo has gone, like, locally viral around Newcastle of this car that's been parked on Beaumont Street, of course, and it looks like somebody has just nailed down a large solar panel to the front bonnet of a car.
Jeez, they're taking on Elon Musk in the renewable car market.
Except Elon Musk fixes things with at least a screw.
That's true. Maybe a bit of welding.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just... It literally looks like it's been nailed on. It's the worst install job I've ever seen. And it made me think about some of the great characters I've encountered on Beaumont Street over the journey.
Yeah.
And being new to town, I thought I might give you a heads up so that you might play like a little Beaumont Street bingo when you're in the area to see if you can spot any of these. So, first one, there's Cockatoo on the Shoulder Man. So, he's literally a guy, he just walks up and down, Cockatoo on the Shoulder.
I think I've seen him.
You might have.
I'm going to throw that out there, that rings the bell.
Cross that one out on your bingo card. You've also got Tambourine for Cash Man. Plays a little tambourine and he's just doing a little busking, except not some lovely tunes on a guitar. It's just tambourine.
Oh, jeez, okay.
Look, I think he gets a few dollars, but I don't know if it's the best earner.
The take it, mate. Side hustles. they need it. That gig economy market.
I know. The hustle culture is real. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to do busking, pick up a better instrument or do a bit of singing or something.
That could be his point of difference, though. Everyone else gets out the guitar, but no, you want to hear the dulcet tones of a tambourine. He's your man.
There's also the Give Me My Bananas lady.
What?
Okay. To be fair, this lady I only saw once, but she was just screaming.
Once was enough.
Once was enough screaming at this other man, give me my bananas.
Oh, no.
And it was a full-on confrontation that happened between this lady and this other guy. I don't know who stole bananas, or maybe she was confused about another fruit that got stolen. I don't know what the situation was. I've always wondered.
Right.
And to wrap things up, you might see this guy sometimes getting around. It's a pet rat on the shoulder guy. Once again, why does everyone on Beaumont Street have pets on their shoulders?
It's an odd one, but okay.
He's got a little rat that runs from one shoulder to the other, just peeks out there. He seems perfectly happy. Secretly, deep down, I think he loves the attention.
No, I think he would. The main character I've seen on Beaumont Street is somebody handing out records.
Oh.
They were handing out records, and when I moved here, I didn't have a bedside table, so for the longest time, I used the record as a bedside table so my drink bottle didn't fall over.
There you go. Only on Beaumont Street can you meet these characters. Enjoy a game of bingo. You know what? We might print off the cards and you can grab one. Play along with us.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Not too far away, Creevo. We've got the trivia check, and it's up to $500 dues for your Monday morning. Now, how good does that sound?
Pretty good. Did you just call them dollary dues?
Oh, 100%, mate. Doesn't get more authentic than that. The only thing better than...
I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
Dollary dues? Absolutely not. It's 500 anyway. it's very simple. One question separates you and $500.
Yep.
Not... dollary dues.
I want to call it the dollary dues, but to make it even more exciting, Crevo, all callers on air today go in the draw to win $100 of free fuel. How good.
Oh, amazing. Now that is great.
$100 dues? Just $100.
Just $100 worth of fuel.
$100.
up next, though, we get into the area of how'd you injure your arm? Injury stories. If you've got a great story, want a bit of free petrol, have that one locked and loaded for up soon. So you wake up the Novos, Stephen and Crevo with Scott filling in here at New FM. And Scott, there's a famous bit of footage, well, it's become famous over the weekend, of President Biden, falling over on stage while he was trying to hand out some diplomas at some university, like graduation day. Mm. Now, the fall... it's like he's tripped over, I think it was a sandbag that was on the stage, but he's so clumsily fallen because the man is 80 years of age.
Jesus.
And as president, at 80 years of age, at that point, your bones are pretty much the consistency of a combination between chalk and cornflakes.
Yeah, cool. I reckon that'd be pretty close, yeah.
they're saying, oh, he's unhurt. But he fell on his arm. There's no way he hasn't hurt his arm.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture now, and he's taken quite the tumble. My favourite thing about it is that he later commented that he'd been sandbagged.
Absolutely classic humour. Look, I'm no fan of Trump. I make that absolutely clear without getting too political. But he's getting real old, Biden.
Yeah,
and he's getting up there. There's no doubt he has hurt his arm.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is what I want to do here. 4967-4105. With your arm injury stories.
Mm.
Maybe it's something very embarrassing, because sometimes when you do fall and put out your hand or arm to stop you, you can actually break it so easily.
Absolutely. And I think that's the logical thing to do, is you want to brace yourself or stop the fall and use your hands. And
your body does that automatically. It's like a reaction, a reflex sort of thing.
And the old arm comes off second best.
That's it. So 4967-4105, how did you injure your arm? No, we don't want any leg stories here. That's for another day. How did you injure your arm? The best callers on air today, of course, in the draw for the $100 fuel cards that we're giving out today, which is a great way to start your week. Beautiful. Fill the tank. You're good to go for the week. 4967-4105. How did you injure your arm? And look, if it's a bit embarrassing, all the more better.
Get it on the air.
Because sometimes it's those stupid ones that just happen. You can be the most ridiculous fall, just down one step or something, your arm's done and dusted. 4967 4105 with your arm injury stories up next. New FM. And we're talking arm injuries after Joe Biden took one of the most incredible falls on camera.
Yeah.
And fell down, landed on his arm. Everyone's saying, oh, he's fine. But when you're 80 years old, you've definitely bruised and bumped that arm and probably secretly broken. I just purely made that up.
He did take a bit of a tumble.
He took a proper fall landing on his arm. So we're after your arm injury stories here. First of all, let's go to Kim, first of all.
Hi, how are you going?
Not too bad, Kim. How's your Monday going?
I'm fine. Just about to start work.
Oh, geez. Look, it's pretty early in the morning to be starting. But, Kim, tell us, how'd you hurt your arm?
I was actually working at a supermarket at Katara, and I handed someone a piece of paper, and as I turned around, some woman had parked her pram behind me, and I went over it, landed on the tiles, and hurt both my wrists, ended up having 10 operations on my wrists.
What?
But the lady nicked off and didn't say sorry or anything to me.
Oh, so rude. Oh. Outrageous. And 2 operations. That's really full on.
That's heaps.
David's up next. How's Beresfield this morning?
Mate, fantastic.
That's good to hear. How'd you hurt your arm? What happened?
I'm a grader operator. Yeah. Moving, and I was working up Cape York on the development road.
Yeah.
There's only one road in, one road out, and I heard on the radio that someone was trying to come through the work site, didn't give a crap about the signs or anything, and running people over and all that sort of stuff. So I parked the grader across what we call a culvert, so he couldn't get around me, so sort of just to slow him down. Mm. I thought he was just a drunk idiot.
Yeah.
Mm. Apparently he assaulted his wife with a knife in Weeper, and the police were after him, and when I pulled the grader around, he shot me.
What? Oh, my God.
What?
Are you okay?
Yeah, he missed. He got the grader, and apparently a splinter of the bullet went into my shoulder.
Oh, my God.
And he was shot by the police.
What a... Wow. This is full on. What a story. But you're all right now, though, yeah?
Yeah, well, sort of. I had 5 years off. I had PTSD.
I'm sorry to hear that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, terrible.
No, that's all right. I mean, shit happens. I've got PTSD, ADHD, and OCD.
Wow. Well, jeez. All I can say, David, is I'm glad you're doing all right, and make sure you take care of yourself, and I'm glad you've moved down to Newcastle. I think it's a bit safer, yeah?
Yeah. Not wrong.
Jeez,
what
an unbelievable story.
Jeez, shot in the arm, jeez. We're heading to Newey for this one. Doyle, how you doing, mate?
I'm doing good. How you doing Monday morning?
Oh, mate, it's a Monday. I couldn't be happier to be back behind the mic.
Doyle's like, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not sure if it's true. Now, Doyle, tell us, how'd you hurt your arm?
A few years ago, I went to step over the baby gate, tripped, and then stuck my arm out. And, of course, in the middle of the room was one of those big balance balls, so my arm went on the balance ball, which then rolled, so I ended up on my back and then with my arms and legs wrapped around, like, the computer table next to it. So I'm 6'2 and built like a daddy long legs, so you can imagine arms and legs flailing everywhere. And, of course, I'm vocal, so I'm, my boy comes in, like, what's wrong? And I'm on the floor flailing like a wounded fish. My shoulder is aching. Day off work the next day, you know, trying to strap it as I lay in the bed. So no surgery, thank goodness, but I felt pretty old that day.
Jeez. And you've recovered all right since?
Absolutely recovered all right. But unfortunately, at work, a story got out that I'd hurt my shoulder in the act of lovemaking. So I don't know how that...
Whoa!
So I don't know which one I should have taken, whether I should have just gone with the, yeah, I totally did it that way.
Threw it out in the bedroom.
Getting old and clumsy. You know?
Mate, you got to stop using the toys, the big ball thing.
That's the message there. Let's check your traffic. New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid.
Money, money, give me that.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, $500 on the line, Scott, which would be a great way to start the week, right?
I get it kickstarted in the best possible way.
Now, of course, it is only one question that you need to answer to get the money. That's how Trivia Check works. We don't make you enter this and go online for that and go through all these hoops or whatever. Just ring up 4967-4105 and answer the one question correctly.
That's it. It's only like such a small thing separating you and $500.
That's right.
And get on the line.
Your quiz master today will be Scott, filling in for Stephen. That's just a few minutes off. So if you want to win $500, call now. 4967-4105. Trivia Check is just a couple of minutes away. New FM.
Mate, coming up shortly, we're talking about the rental crisis. And look, it's hitting everywhere, but a couple of lads have found a way to split the bills a little bit. And I reckon it's a good idea.
Okay, good way to make things a bit cheaper if you're renting. Good tip for you up next. Now, though...
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, $500 on the line. All you got to do is answer one question correctly. Scott is your quiz master for today. He's got the question locked and loaded. Time now to meet our contestant who's looking at $500 in the face and wants it.
Mm-hmm.
They want it in their pocket. Let's meet Julie. How's Tanambit this morning?
It's quite mild this morning.
I know, it was warmer getting up today. I was like, oh, this is pretty good. Didn't even need a jacket.
No, I don't need the dressing gown this morning.
That's beautiful. Hey, that's the kind of weather that you look forward to.
Now, yeah. Julie, are you on your way to work? Not yet. What's your situation?
I'm just dealing with the grandkids at the moment. I'll take them to school a bit later.
Yeah, right. Well, they're probably thankful that you're not taking them to school in your dressing gown. Or do they like it, do they?
I just dropped them at the gate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
away
it.
You go. Off you go. Nan's going back to doing what she wants to do now. All right, here we go. One question. There's a 5-second timer, of course. Don't let that distract you. Scott, take it away.
All right, Julie, you ready for your question?
Yes.
$500 on the line with this one. All right. Dan Reynolds is the lead singer of which band?
White Stripes.
The White Stripes.
Is that correct?
Where'd you get that one from? Just
I just had to think of a band quickly.
You just had to think. How impulsive do you reckon you are? Do you reckon you're good on the spot with spontaneity?
No, because I don't think that's right at all.
Unfortunately, it is wrong. I'm so sorry. The answer is...
It's Imagine Dragons.
Oh, okay.
You live and learn.
The more you know.
Better luck next time. Of course, that means tomorrow, same time, same place. It's back with $525. That jackpot keeps climbing. New FM.
Now, Crevo, something that's like crippling a whole lot of punters out there, a lot of Novocastrians included in this, is the rental market, right?
Oh, it's so expensive.
Yep.
And a lot of people are just getting sometimes even kicked out, and then they raise the rent and find someone else.
Yeah, it's a shocker. And
it's,
I know,
the Wild West out there right now.
100%. And I know when I moved to Newcastle a number of months ago now, I easily sent off about 30 requests for share houses just to have a room and would have heard back from maybe four. I live in a great share house now, but the market is just saturated as... And sometimes it can be a bit hard to find a place that's in your price range or...
Your budget.
Your budget. And also divvying up a property, because it might be a two-bedroom place, two-bedroom with an ensuite, for example, but then there's a car park, but only one car park, but two-bedroom. So finding a way to divide the rent is also really hard.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, a master might be heaps better than the little study that you're schlepping it in.
Of course, so why should you split it
halfway down the middle?
Exactly. Take a $500 rent, using that as an example. Why should it be $250 each way if somebody's got a single bed and the other one can fit the king size in there?
Really? Yeah, that seems unfair, but sometimes the way it works out.
That's it. So turning to Melbourne, Crevo, I've been watching these guys on TikTok, and they found a way to capitalize on all the benefits of their house. So using $500 as a round figure.
Yeah.
Two guys living together. One bloke has the master bedroom with the ensuite. The other bloke has the crummy little broom closet.
Yeah, the tiny room.
Yeah,
right?
The Harry Potter style one.
Yeah.
So they split the rent, $300 and $200.
Okay.
Obviously for the $300 for the master bedroom.
Yeah.
But to make it fair, every 6 months they change rooms, and then consequently change rent.
You know what? I actually think that's kind of genius.
I think it's an exceptional idea. It's going off on TikTok, almost 50,000 views. People all over the world are jumping on, going, either A, this is an awesome idea to get all the benefits out of your home, but also B, can you imagine picking up and moving every 6 months?
Well, that is really annoying because even from one room to another, you've got to move your bed.
I
hate moving beds, mattresses, that sort of stuff. If you've got like chest of drawers, you've got to move that bad boy. Or like all your clothes, if you've got, say, one of them, usually the big one has a good closet as well.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you've gotten a few extra clothes when you've had the big closet, you've got to ram them in the tiny broom cupboard at the end of the hall.
Well, that's it. You're literally working off the summer and the winter outfits and you're packing them away in plastic bags.
You know what? You want to be in the big room in winter so you can have all the big jackets and plenty of room to hang it. That's next leveling, that thing, isn't it?
Smart thinking. So, Crevo, from the outset, would you change rooms every 6 months?
You know what? I'm just thinking back to the share houses I've lived in.
Mm.
There's one that I would have, because the best room really was the best room. It had like a full balcony, a nice view of the garden and everything. I would have definitely done it for that. And also, just switches up your outlook. And I'm all about that.
Yeah, right.
I like changing things. What about you? Now, you're in a share house now.
I am, yep.
And are you in the good room or the broom closet?
So I live with a couple, and so they've got the master bedroom with the ensuite. That's perfectly fine. But because we have a two-bedroom place, technically two-bedroom with one-and-a-half bathroom with the ensuite, because they got an ensuite, I've got the house bathroom, the guest bathroom, all to myself.
Would you swap, though?
No.
Real talk.
No.
Why not?
Because it is so hard to pick up and move. In the last year, I've lived in 5 different share houses for work and all sorts of purposes, that every time I dread it.
You die a little bit inside.
A little bit.
It's a no from you. It's not Scott approved.
UFM. The Novos. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, Scott, I've got a little bit of a vent I've got to have here.
Hit me with it, mate.
Gripe, if you will. And it's against the self-serve checkout machines, especially at the Woolworths in Mayfield.
Oh, okay.
So I don't mind going through there nice and quick. Last night, before dinner, I realised we're out of dog kibble, dog biscuits. So duck down there. I grabbed there's the open paddock. It's like got kangaroo bits in it and stuff. It's a bit fancy. And I was like, oh, it's on special, $19.50. I'll have that.
Top of the line.
Yeah, anyway, I put in my $20 note, and instead of spitting out a 50-cent coin, it spits out like 3 tens and a 20-cent coin. It's so infuriating. Like, just give me a 50-cent coin. I know you've got one in there.
You're talking to the right bloke, mate. I have the answer.
I know you've got... What is the answer?
That the no self-checkout machines dispense 50-cent pieces because of their shape. You will never get a 50-cent piece.
Are you serious?
Yep. 100%. Because of their shape, it is hard to dispense, so that's why they're circular. So they roll. Every other coin is round, so it rolls. You can't roll a 50-cent piece.
So these machines are just hoarding hundreds of them.
So you have to... The 50-cent pieces go into a separate compartment of the self-checkout machines, and then you take that, and then that each gets counted by the cash office at your Coles, your Woolies, your Aldi. Go separately. Yep.
Oh, my God. Well, now I know. I'm just going to keep that in mind.
This is why they pay with the big bucks, mate.
That's just blowing my mind. Holy dooly. Well, yeah, there you go. You've heard it here first.
That took a turn.
Yeah, it certainly did. Up next, we chat the alphabet song. Bit of a change of gears. New FM. And Scott, something that came, well, you showed me actually, is that there's now a new song that they're teaching the kids in school for the alphabet. I'm just going to play it here because there's an example of this girl singing it. And I'm actually really excited about this. Have a listen.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
Absolutely brilliant. I've often thought, the old alphabet song, it's a bit hokey pokey and a bit daggy. This new one is red hot. I'm all about it. I think it's brilliant. Mate, now I know my alphabet. That's so much better.
Mate, the hairs on the back of my neck are still standing up hearing that. That was cringe and a half. I hate it.
Why do you hate it so much? Why do you hate change and innovation so much?
Mate, I'm all about embracing change, but the alphabet doesn't need to change. First they tell you that Pluto is a planet, then it's not. Then they want to change the alphabet song. Everything I thought was right is wrong. Nah, just keep it as is.
If it wasn't for progress and change, you wouldn't have, you know, running water, LED TVs.
I know, but also, no. The alphabet song is perfect. Can I give my rendition of the original alphabet song?
Okay. Beautiful. And then we'll compare and contrast. Here we go. Strap in, everyone.
The golden rule is never to sing on the radio. Here we go.
Don't sing too much. Just say it. Ready? Go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABC. Won't you come and play with me? That's so much better.
No, it isn't.
Absolutely, it is, mate. It goes nicely. It moves and flows. Oh,
now winds you up alphabet, and winds you down. It's so much better. All right. Well, you're saying the old, stick with the old.
Yep.
I'm saying it's time to change. Let's get the new one in. It's heaps better. 4967-4105. Are you team Scott? You want to be stuck in the past with the old hokey-dokey alphabet song from the olden days?
Oh, smells like some bias to me.
Or are you team Crevo? You want to innovate and change, bring something new into the world. And that's how you advance this, you know, our society.
But we don't need to change the alphabet. It's like changing that 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2 anymore.
But the song is just way better. I'm going to play it once more because it's just so good. 4967-4105. We've got $100 fuel cards up for grabs just for getting your opinion on the air. Here we go. Once again, this absolutely superb new version.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
So much better.
I don't know what's worse. Is it that song or the head bop that Crevo's doing here in the studio?
Crevo for change. Crevo for change. 4967-4105. We'll get your calls on the air next. Get yourself some free petrol on the way. New FM. And now they've started using a new song to teach the alphabet to kids, and I'm all about it. Here it is.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
I think this is genius. I'm all about innovation and change and the future, trying to get things, you know, updated, improved, and that's an improvement.
See, now I'm getting the ick big time. The original alphabet song is the best. Let's keep it the way it was.
Okay, that's where we stand. 4967-4105 if you want to get involved.
And Karen from Woodbury's given us a call. How you doing this morning, Karen?
Got to pick my grandkids up for school.
Oh, beautiful. Excellent. So, yeah, beautiful. Sounds like a good morning. So, Karen, what do you reckon? The old alphabet song or the new one?
Nah, I still reckon the old one's better.
Thank you, Karen.
Yeah. What a disaster. Yeah.
Karen from Woodbury's got some taste.
All right, there we go. One point at this point. Thank to you. Team Scott. Up next is Di in Newcastle. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
That's the way. Now tell us, are you Team Scott keeping it the old way, or are you Team Crevo, all about the future?
Well, yes, about the future, but the first one's incorrect because it pronounces Z as a Z, which is American and not Australian or Aussie.
Yeah, okay.
So that one's wrong. The second one doesn't go. I'll tell you one that I've been teaching children for many years, if you want to hear it.
Oh, you've got a totally different one.
Oh, sing to us, Di.
Okay, go, go, go.
Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
You know what? That's just total anarchy. I don't know about that.
Di, I love the fact that you listened, but again, the old alphabet song's the best.
Okay, so it's, Team Di is not sure where we're sitting at this point. So you've got a vote and I've got none. Let's go to Belinda in Maitland. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm not sure what you said there, but good morning indeed. Now tell us, do you want the old alphabet song or the new one? Which do you like better?
I'm all for the new one.
Oh, thank God. Some common sense.
But why, though?
Well, I'm a school teacher, and so L, M, N, O, P, washed together,
always just comes out like mumbo jumbo.
Yep.
And again, teacher, I'm all for new innovation, moving forward. Yes. So I love it.
Yeah, fantastic. And you know what? Because Belinda's actually a school teacher, her vote counts for about 10. So calling myself the winner here.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
So, Scott, last night, my wife, Emmy, said, oh, can you nip out and get me some of those blue light glasses for when you're working on the computer long hours?
Oh.
You put them on and it, like, filters out the blue light and then you don't get a headache.
Oh, okay.
So it's quite a good little innovation. Anyway, Kmart's got some at the moment for like $10. Yeah. I was like, awesome. So I go in there and there's the person that greets you at the front of the door.
Mm.
And I was like, do you know where the new blue light glasses are that everyone's talking about and everyone wants? And she goes, oh, yeah, they're just over near the mugs and the other glassware, She thought I was talking about blue glassware.
That's poor form. That's nope.
And I didn't quite know what to say, so I was just like, thank you. And just like walked off in the other direction.
Well, you don't want to ask her, no, sorry, you're wrong. I want these ones.
I didn't want to make her feel bad. So I was just like, okay, thank you. And then just like walked around and went to the other way. If you're listening this morning, I didn't mean to be rude. I wasn't just like ignoring your instructions. I just wanted a different product.
No, that's fair enough. Look, you can compare that. I went to Costco recently and the lady at the door knew all the prices of the bread products in the bakery. She was ready to sell me on them. So they got to pick up their game in Kmart.
Indeed.
And speaking of shops, Crevo, over the weekend, I hosted a market stall for my mum. Oh. And I am quite the shopkeeper, let me tell you. We're talking about it next.
Okay. You're waking up with the Novos, New FM.
And an international band, Crevo, has announced that they're going to be coming down under at the end of this year. What's the goss coming up short? They'll give you all the details we know now.
Excellent. Now, though, we find out about how you went as a shopkeeper, because normally that's my domain.
Yeah, mate, I was taking the reins this weekend. I was looking after my mum. My mum does, like, market stall. She's a stained glasser.
Oh, wow, that's
makes
cool.
Makes, like, pretty things to put in your window. Hey, if anyone wants something, I'm joking. But actually, get me on Instagram. So mum makes them all at home, and then she sells them. And it is a hobby, so it's not a business. It's a business, but, like,
a small side business.
Yeah, she's just doing it for a bit of fun and stuff into retirement. So with these markets that she's doing, she got invited back to this market up in the Blue Mountains, just out of Sydney. But she couldn't make it this weekend. She finds herself in Melbourne. So she sent me, my sister and my dad along to man the stall.
Okay, interesting.
And it was incredible.
Like how
it was so good.
How big is this market? Say the size of like the Newcastle Farmers Market, something like that?
Yeah, it's like a farmers market. It's in a school.
Okay.
And so it's got nothing to do with the school. It's run by Rotary of New South Wales.
Right.
And so there was a whole different array of stuff there. There were people selling socks to handmade dog bowls. There was food. There was 3D printing. Which is good compared to some of the other markets we've been to, which is a lot of people just raided the attic and they're selling their junk.
Right. So this is a bit better. Now, how did you go as a salesperson?
Oh, mate, I'm all over it. Oh.
So it's you, your sister, and your dad.
Yep.
Who was the best salesperson out of the three of you?
Oh, me. Gifted the gab over here.
Yeah, right. Okay. Are you willing to reveal what your total sales were?
$220.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was not bad. So 5 hours.
That's just you, yeah?
Or as a collective.
So that's pretty good.
But we really did work well as a team. So Dad's go-to line was, my wife makes these. She unfortunately couldn't be here today because she's in Melbourne.
I thought you were going to say because she's passed away.
Well, do you know what? My girlfriend said, oh, you should have used that one. Get the sympathy card that we're doing this in memory. I was like, you should have come, Brit.
I mean, very deceptive. But
very, yes.
$20 is $20, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so my sister had the old sniffle. She did the old, you seen that Mean Girls movie? I'm sick. She did that one. And so
that was a game, was it?
Well, I don't know, but she sort of was like, I'm taking over the wrapping of these glasswares. And so she did that one.
She was more on that than the sales part of things.
That's it. And then my go-to line was to stand out the front, look pretty. And then also I bought mum like a little torch. And so you shine it behind the LED light and it gives all the nice patterns and stuff. So Yes, it actually worked out really, really well. The one thing I regret is I have a hamburger costume from a Halloween party that I went to one year.
Okay.
And I regret not wearing that, simply to stand out the front to draw attention and then be like, hey, by the way, do you want some glass?
I mean, I don't feel like they match terribly well.
They don't, but
if
hey.
If you're selling hot food, maybe. But stained glass with a hamburger costume, that's one of your weirder ideas. I'm glad you didn't do that. New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. Now, Crave, I said a little bit earlier that an international act is coming down under.
Yes, of course. Now, it's time to reveal.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping by now we'd have Taylor Swift dates, but I've got the next... Well, it's not Taylor Swift,
okay.
But I've got the next best thing.
All right, who have you got?
The Fooies.
You're kidding.
The Foo Fighters coming down under for the first time in 5 years. Last time they were here, it was back in 2018. A lot's happened since 2018.
That it has. There's a lot of... I think there'd be a lot of fans of the Foo Fighters all around Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, heaps.
They're just so awesome. And, you know, it's like there's not so many bands left with real drums.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that it's since the passing of Taylor Hawkins, yeah. the drummer of the Foo Fighters, back last year, March last year, I do believe, they've now got somebody new.
I was going to say, this was going to be my next line of questioning, is who is the replacement?
Well, they've got the replacement. Josh Freese is his name, and it was confirmed 2 weeks ago that he's going to be touring with the band. But do you remember, it was only like a very short time ago, they did the tribute to Taylor Hawkins,
of course,
and his son was playing? Like,
I was thinking that they might replace him with his son.
Yeah, look,
his
don't
son
know
was
what happened
so
there, but,
good. Mm. Like, it was so impressive, but maybe he's just, I don't know, didn't want to do it, maybe.
Yeah,
or...
true. But, I mean, imagine you'd have people kicking down the door to join the Fooies. 15 times they've won Grammys. 15 times award-winning band.
Amazing.
It's just ridiculous. Now, in their tour down under, they're also visiting our friends across the ditch in New Zealand, happening through November and December down under this year, over in New Zealand for parts of January.
Okay.
And they're going Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney,
say,
Brisbane.
Where's the closest we can get? Sydney, yeah.
Closest we can get would be at a Core Stadium in Brisbane. The date,
Not Sydney? Surely Sydney's closer than Brisbane.
Oh, sorry. A Core Stadium in Sydney. My bad. A Core Stadium in Sydney. They're coming December 9 before they head to Brisbane.
Okay.
Going to Suncorp.
Those tickets will sell out so fast.
Yes. June 15th, they go on sale. So what's today? The 5th? Only 10 more days to wait.
Yeah, that's it. Save up your money. Maybe try and win trivia check or something.
That's
simple
true.
As that.
This is magic. So quit while you're on top. This is New FM's Kiss the Ticks for Kiss.
Oh, what an amazing competition to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you could be off going to watch Kiss with your bestie, your partner, whatever, your kid, doesn't matter, it's up to you. It's
That's
a double
it.
Pass. And this is an amazing experience because not only are you going to see them, you also got a meet and greet. You get a photo. You're rubbing shoulders with the band. You would never forget something like that, right?
So I'd pass out, mate. Oh, geez, I'd take one look at Gene Simmons and just, oh, like in a good way.
Right,
in
I
a
was
good way,
say,
I
that
just,
sounds scary.
Just weak at the knees.
Fair enough. You're into what you're into. It's those long tongues. I get it. All right, let's find out who our next person kissing a ticket on the wall is. It's Greg in Birmingham Gardens. Hey,
Yay!
Greg. How you doing?
How are you going there, brothers?
Oh, fantastic. Now, are you a big Kiss fan yourself?
I am a Kiss fan, but my daddy's even more huge than me.
Oh, yeah, right. Good, good. So he'll take the second ticket, or...?
Oh, for sure. Actually, he'd have the first. I'd have to go second.
Yeah, look, fair enough.
Reasonable. Now, if you were able to win this and secure it, how do you think your dad would react?
Oh, I'm a bit nervous, actually. He might have a heart attack on me.
Yeah, well, you'll break the news to him slowly, Greg.
Yeah.
I'd have to.
Now, how are your kissing skills? Have you ever kissed anyone for a long time, Greg?
Oh, I sure have. My partner would say I'm pretty damn amazing.
Yeah, right. Well, Greg's partner endorsed is all I can say.
You're quoting there, mate, or are you making some assumptions?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm quoting.
Very good. Well, of course, you have secured a ticket on the wall. That is the first step in winning this. Good luck on the big day, Greg.
Oh, thank you so much for that, boys.
No worries. Not a problem at all. Well, it's that simple. Remember, if you want to get involved, register now. newfm.com.au. There's only a couple of spots left. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo. Scott filling in, UFM.
And some late, what's the goss coming in, Crevo? It's been announced, Koshy's replacement, Sunrise, Channel 7.
Okay.
It is Matt Shervington. All the money was on Shervo and he has taken out the top spot. He's no stranger to Channel 7.
Nah,
he's been on
right.
a whole heap of shows. So very,
no
very
surprise.
Good. Yeah, no surprise. Very, very good stuff to Shervo.
Indeed, indeed. Switching gears now, though. Over the weekend, you went back to your parents' house,
yep.
yeah? And you were telling me this off air behind the scenes. And you were like, oh, and I spent a lot of time with my dog. And I was like, oh, I didn't know you had a dog up here in Newcastle with you. What type of dog is it? And you're like, oh, no, no, no. That's the one at my parents' house.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, nah. If you don't have the dog with you, that is not your dog.
Oh, 100% is
my
dog.
That is your parents' dog. It is the pet. The pet belongs to the person whose house it lives at.
Yeah, but then by extension, that means that the cat that I live with is my cat. It's not my cat. It's my housemate's cat.
No, that's a flawed argument. Because you're not claiming that to be your cat.
It's not. It's like another housemate.
Yeah, okay, exactly. But this is not... You're not the only one. So we were talking about this before. And Tani, producer Tani, you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Now, you also were on Scott's side for this, weren't you?
I am, because I have a cat at my mum's house, and the reason that it's there and not with me is because I can't have pets at my rental.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's your mum's cat now.
No, it's my cat.
So you and Scott are in the same boat. Like, even though you don't do anything, no contribution to the maintenance, none of this sort of thing.
Hang on. I take the dog for a walk.
Yeah, but you're not paying for its food, are you?
Well, for Christmas I am.
Nah, that's ridiculous.
The dog's getting the schmackos.
Nah, that's ridiculous. You no longer own that dog.
All right, well, Tani, how about this? So what if you were to buy a new, or get or adopt or whatever, a cat for your new place? Does that mean that you own both two cats?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ridiculous.
See, I agree with Tani.
All right, the two of you are so wrong on this, but let's let Newcastle decide who owns, like, this is your chance to get involved in, like, a Judge Judy situation as the jurors, right? 4967-4105. If you've already moved out, is the pet when you leave home, is it yours still? Are you team, I guess, Scott and Tani? It's still your pet.
It is.
Or are you team Crevo? Once you leave, it's not yours anymore.
It 100% is still ours. I grew up with the dog. The dog was part of my adult life. And it's, yeah, it's just,
did
it's
you
my
even,
dog.
Did you even buy it?
I was there when it was bought.
Not your dog. Not your dog. 4967-4105. We've got the $100 fuel cards up for grabs. Give us a call. Is it Scott's dog,
mm-hmm.
or is it Scott's parents' dog, where the dog lives, eats, sleeps, everything else? And we're talking, is it your pet if you leave home? I'm saying once you leave that pet and abandon it and not pay for its bills anymore or feed it or walk it or all that sort of stuff, it's not yours anymore.
I still walk my dog.
Oh, what, once a month when you go to visit if you're lucky?
Yeah, but still, she gets attention from me.
That's not your dog anymore. Once you give it over to your parents, that's your parents' dog now.
No. All her toys, I bought her, so that's technically my dog. I'm taking it.
Nah, outrageous. Let's go to the phone, shall we? Di in Spears Point, how you doing?
Good. Great. Thank you.
That's the way. Now tell us, is it your pet once you leave home?
I agree it is.
Oh, thank you, Di. Yeah, it is. Okay, what's your rationale behind
parent,
it?
If you're a parent and for whatever circumstances you have to go away, or you're in the defence force, you have to go away, and mum and dad have to look after your child. It's still your child.
That's
it's a bit different.
No, you don't lose your children. And I bet if you went away for a long time and came back, that dog would come running to you.
That's flawless logic to die.
Because it is your dog. But I do think you should pay to look after it.
Yeah, there we go. Scott, something you need to step up and do.
I bought the schmackos. That.
I don't think that counts.
If you've got a dog,
yeah.
You can't
unfortunately, unlike children, you can't just take them anywhere with you. There is some living situations where you can't have your pet.
Okay,
you
okay.
You have to ask someone to mind it for you.
It's yeah, yeah. So your team, Scott, is what you're saying here. Up next is Kate in Patterson. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Good, is it your pet if you abandon it? I mean, well, leave home?
Well, my mum keeps taking my dogs. And
what?
So my story's a bit different. I moved out.
Yeah.
And I moved out of home and my house wasn't ready for my dog. So she looked after it until it was ready. And then when it was ready, she's like, nah, she won't be happy there. I think she should stay here.
I'm I think that's just dog napping. Okay. I feel like that's a different situation.
She's 100% stolen your dog, Kate.
It happened again. Jump forward to COVID. I have three dogs. I thought, oh, mum's alone, that dog had passed, and so I'll give her the little one to keep her company during lockdown.
Mm. And you've never got it back.
I never got it back.
Oh, outrageous. I think, Kate, you just need to call the cops. That's a separate issue. I don't care it's your mum. Mums, they'll steal stuff off you. That's mm-hmm. what you find out in life, isn't it?
That's it.
Colin in Cessnock, how are you?
Good, guys. This is easy to sort out.
Yeah.
If you replace the word dog with car, then ask the same question. His parents bought the car. His parents pay all the bills on the car. Whose car is it?
It's your parents' car. Thank you. Some absolute common sense from Colin this morning. Oh, I like that.
Colin, you're letting me down.
Team Crevo, fantastic. Colin's worth about 10 points, I reckon. This is flawless logic. Wrapping this up, it's Tracy in Islington. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Now tell us, is it your pet if you leave home?
Pretty much no. It's your family's pet.
Thank you.
It was a pretty much, so there is a bit of wiggle room there. That's what I'm hearing, Tracy.
It's a wiggle because my brother pretty much had the dog.
Yeah.
Then he moved to Melbourne, but the dog still stayed at my parents' place, but my brother money each week to my parents.
See, now I feel like if you're paying maintenance, you at least get weekend visitation. You know, yes. Like.
But they did end up moving to Melbourne with my brother.
Oh, okay. So the dogs ended up there. Well, he's paying for it all this time. You
That's
see.
True.
Whereas Scott the cheapo, he's only sending $2 a month for Schmacko. So that doesn't count for anything, does it?
He's a cheapskate.
Yeah,
I won't deny it,
that's
Tracy.
What I've
not
heard
denying
it. What I agree with. Well, I don't think we've solved much there, except most people are saying it's not yours if you leave, isn't it?
No, I reckon it's. She's 100% my dog. Tilly is. Mine till the end.
Deny till you die. That's it. that's us done and dusted for today. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow. See ya.
Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos.